Welcome late to the game. Let's hop right to things today for this Thursday, October 11th. Welcome to the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Dave here. We had a great show today. I'm going to be honest. It was a good one. Probably the best all week. So get ready. We talked the Big Bad Bonfire coming up Saturday night. Can't wait. It's a blast every year. Hopefully you can join us out there at Spring Mountain. I believe it starts at 5:30. We talked about Weed Mart. New phrases were brought up. And Yoko Ono was mashed up with a plastic straw player. Both coming off of two news stories yesterday. And yeah, we slapped together a 2018 mashup for the masses. Gino Visconti joined us, our new sports handicapper. He's a comedian up in New York who dabbles in sports gambling degeneracy. So he may be our new weekly NFL picks guy, seeing as Harry Mays got fed up and left the radio game. We love you, Harry. Hope you're doing well wherever you are. Gary Goldman, a very funny comedian. He stopped by the studio and started off rather light, just talking about being from Boston, but then he launched into some truly hilarious observations. And Boomers versus Millennials carried on today. Our 8:35 contest to get you foreigner tickets. And Steve and I are throwing down some new rules for Boomers versus Millennials for next time we play. So you can check that out as well. All kinds of great stuff. It was a really good show today. I hope you agree. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Speaking of fall and speaking of this weekend, of course, the Big Bad Bonfire. Did you see the, let me make sure I say this correctly today,
Right.
Pumpkin cornhole board?
Yes, it looks good.
I didn't check it out. Where is it?
Oh, it's in front of Dan's office. I had it out in the hallway
just
at first.
Follow the smell of spray paint.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Nice.
Seriously.
You didn't think I was going to sit there with a brush, did you? You know, build a thing, spray paint it. Thank you, we're done. Yeah. There we go. Probably has more coats of paint than can absolutely be imagined. But this coming Saturday is the Big Bad Bonfire, and it starts at 5 o'clock, right? It's free to attend. The parking is free. Plus, there's plenty of food trucks and outdoor beer bars and the massive fire that will happen at the end. Our house band, Middle Class, is going to be performing, and, of course, we will have Pumpkin Cornhole. So that's just some of the stuff. There's lots of stuff going on. There's stuff for the kids. There's stuff for adults. Our thanks to the folks, Mike Hart and Heartland Demolition. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Rick yesterday.
Yep.
It says it is built, it is up, and now they're gonna have to cover it with plastic so it doesn't get all wet fire.
Yep.
You know, so but it is ready, and we are too. So hopefully you're going to join us there. And if you want, while you're there, you can purchase tickets for Scream Mountain. It's their collection of haunted woods, walks, and hay rides. But 73 degrees out there right now. I saw this story this morning, which I find rather interesting. Who knows how long it'll be before we have it here in the States? But in Canada, the Walmarts up in Canada are now selling marijuana.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Right?
Did that law pass?
What?
Is it legal up there now?
I don't know.
I know it was on its way.
Was it? Right? Yeah. There was a woman that started selling cannabis products in Canada, right? Can you imagine, you know, when the blue light special guy comes on?
Like attention, like Walmart shoppers or whatever. There's like a great deal on sticky green marijuana in aisle four. Aisle four, that's right. That's such a weird word, man. Aisle. Eyes a little. There's an S in there too, man, but where does it go? It's crazy, man. Anyway, what was I saying, man? It's aisle four, man.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
So I've got a couple of terms for all of you. Cindy, right. This one won't affect you and I. Actually, it won't affect any of us, but it will affect single men out there, right? You know, or men who are cheating, right? Mm. You can take that in consideration. A new word, sneeting.
Sneedy?
Sneeding.
Oh, okay.
It's, sneeding. It's something with cheating.
Something like,
yeah.
Very good, very good.
Snapping while cheating.
Snapping while cheating?
Snapchatting while cheating.
Snapchatting while cheating. Yeah. No, that's not it. You want to take a shot, Steve?
Snacking.
Snacking? You're on the right track, but not necessarily correct. All right. Cindy, you want to give it one?
Snoring while cheating.
No.
Which
sneeting is when a woman goes out on dates with guys just to get free meals. But especially to nice restaurants. Right? Because, you know, if you're going to do something unethical, you might as well, you know, take it to a good level.
Yeah.
Take it to a the woman who came up with the phrase, according to the woman who coined the phrase, she won't do it with guys who, quote, she doesn't think can afford the good restaurant.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
So no college kids.
All right. And then another term you might want to know, and this is some one that we should take into consideration.
Okay.
Emotional labor.
Emotional labor.
Emotional labor. A lot of women feel like mom in a relationship where they constantly have to ask their husband or boyfriend to do stuff, and this ends up stressing them out. So it's emotional labor for them. So guys, get used to that one. You're going to start to hear emotional labor, right?
Okay.
You know what emotional labor really is?
What's that?
Emotional labor, and this happens to all men, right? You might remember this movie, right? Because this happens to all men, right? When you get into that conversation with your girlfriend, with your wife, and it goes down something like this.
It would be nice if you said thank you and helped me with the dishes.
Fine. I'll help you do the damn dishes.
Oh, come on. You know what? No, that's not what I want.
You just said that you want me to help you do the dishes.
I want you to want to do the dishes.
Why would I want to do dishes?
Exactly. Exactly. That is the conversation. We all go through that conversation. Maybe not exactly the same. Maybe not about dishes. But without fail, we go through it.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So the other day when it was John Lennon's birthday, and you know, we did that set of John Lennon Beatles songs,
right?
There was something else I had, and I didn't get to it because a combination of, I think, playing it could have been disrespectful, especially on his birthday. Right. Although he probably would have loved it. Right. And I made a promise that I would never goof on Yoko Ono ever again.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
I don't remember that.
Don't you remember when I apologized to her?
Oh, I do remember that.
Right, right. And yes. I got absolutely no reaction from my apology. Right, okay.
Dead silence.
All the more reason to keep the joking going. Right. But for John Lennon's birthday, she decided to release her own version of Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. Yes. It's easy if you try.
What is that organ?
No hell.
I think she's doing the... She's doing it on wine glasses. She's
sounds like a funeral dirge.
Above us on this sky.
Okay,
I'm starting to like her.
She's been
trolling the world for 50 years.
Now, another thing that I passed over, right, was something that happened yesterday. Have you seen this guy in the McDonald's with the beatbox guy?
With the straw?
With the straw?
Yes.
Have you seen this, Cindy?
No, I haven't.
Now, listen to this guy.
That's pretty good.
It literally is this guy with a straw in a McDonald's cup, and he's standing there, and everybody in the McDonald's is just fascinated by him.
Yeah.
Right? And he's standing there, right, moving the straw up and down in the cup with a plastic lid on it.
It's like dubstep.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. So, got that. So I stayed here late yesterday and realized that, you know, if you take him and Yoko and put them together.
No hell.
This is Steve's own personal hell.
All you did was take something that was pretty good by the kid with the straw and completely ruin it by putting that.
I disagree.
Reflect love.
Hate you yes. for doing reflect, that. Reflect. And I can't stand her.
This is the mashup 2018 needed.
She's the reason the Beatles broke up. She's the reason George Harrison got cancer and passed away. She's the reason that we have wars in the world. I hate Yoko
Ono. She's the Ruth Bader Ginsburg of rock. Have some respect.
Well, carry on.
At least I kept my pledge.
I'll take up that flag. Jeez.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
Of course, a whole lot of loot coming up. At 8 o'clock this morning. I was about to say 8 o'clock tonight because I'm thinking about football. Because football is on Thursday night this week. And joining us this morning, ladies and gentlemen, he is the editor of a national radio sports report, a video odds maker with Geno's Picks on YouTube, and a stand-up comedian. All of that put together into one person. He is the pride of Vineland, New Jersey. My buddy, Gino Visconti. Hey, Gino. Oh.
I want to thank you for putting that together so nicely when all you had to say was, I woke him up in his car in my parking lot. That's all you had to say. All you had to say, and yet you come up with video odds makers, you are making your $8 an hour, John.
No, I love Gino's picks. I watch it every week, right? You know?
Dude, you know who really loves Gino's picks? Me. I'll be writing these stupid videos alone in my apartment, and I'll be laughing, looking at my cat going, did I write that? That's gold.
What are you talking about? You say that in the video.
I've been doing them. This is the 11th season, and I got to tell you, simply put, they started out with me just because we all love football and we all love comedy. Well, Vinny the Crumb, that's a whole other story, but we all do.
Wow.
And then I started doing the videos, and don't you love when people come up to you and they all, I got a system. Yeah, you have a system. Have you seen all the buildings in Vegas? They always win. But what I started doing was I would just talk about the game, and whichever team the joke made fun of, I pick against them in the spread. And the first season, I'm not making this up, it's all documented, I went like 70%, right?
Wow.
Against the spread. But picking four games. Let me say three games in the Monday night. But it was such beginner's luck. I can prove it. Because I would tell my friend the bookie, I'm like, yeah, I'm just picking the easiest games against the spread. And he would look at me like, you're so stupid. You don't even realize what you just said. So then the next year I start saying, and Vinny, you guys will love this. Next year I'm like, why is everyone making this money off me and I'm not? So I start betting on my pick. How did I do that year, guys? How did I do that year?
You probably sucked.
38%. It's hard to get 68.2% wrong as it is get that many right. No one believes.
So, all right, let's talk about tonight. Let's talk about tonight's game. All right, it's the Eagles. It's the Giants. It's the Meadowlands. It has one of my fears. This fear ticks Steve off, but I don't like football games in the rain because it kind of throws everything up in the air for me. For me, it's just like that. But
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go on.
But what I'm most concerned about is the Giants' secondary.
Well, it's the thing that throws everything out the window more than the weather. And the weather, rain actually always favors the offense because the defense has a tougher time covering. But the 4 days rest throws everything out the window.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to blow a team out on 4 days rest. You don't know who's going to show up on 4 days rest. You don't know if a team has, like, when you blow a team out and they have all week to sit there and think about how dumb they look, you know, or in the other case, just how impotent, didn't mean to bring that up, Vinny. They looked. I know, you were nervous and I was wearing a thong. Look, the thing is, you can't predict anything. So all you can do is base it on the facts. One, okay, it's fitting that these two disappointments of a team are playing in MetLife Stadium because MetLife uses the Snoopy logo and everyone on the field is going to be yelling at both teams, good grief, okay? Now, see, that was me being nice because we're on radio and I had to say good grief. But trust me, the word they're going to be yelling won't end with an F. It will begin with an F. Okay? More importantly, look, the Eagles aren't a bad team, and I love your feedback on this. They're not so much a bad team, but we were so worried about when Carson Wentz was going to come back, we didn't realize it was never coming back. We lost our quarterback's coach, DeFilippo. We lost the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. So the offense is just out of sync. But who cares? Our defense is still stellar, and Eli Manning is the lowest Manning on the totem pole. All right. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
That's
but
gold.
More importantly, so with Manning so bad, it's simple. Okay, if Manning stopped, then that takes Odell Beckham Jr. out of the equation a little bit. Who, by the way, isn't going to throw a pass this week because he threw out his arm throwing Manning under the bus. And most importantly, let's see if we can sneak this one up. Most importantly, the one man we have to worry about is Saquon Barkley, who fittingly plays in New Jersey now, where another great running back played his college days, Ray Rice. And just like Ray Rice, you just can't let him beat you. That's what you gotta do.
Oh my God.
Hopefully this man is in Jersey and not on an elevator in Atlantic City.
All right, so give me your pick. What's going to happen?
No, the Eagles we could do this another hour. We never hang out anymore. We don't, ever since the Italian, so then I got to stay 500 yards from Vinny. Come on.
Stop. All right, the Eagles are favored by 3. What are you thinking?
This is a mistake I've been making all season, and I'm going to do it again. It's another Vegas thing. You never take the road favorite, but I'm going to. And it's not me being a hometown boy. Look, I'm up here. I live in New York. I see the Giants. And it's just too short a week for them to put anything together. And if the Eagles defense can just hold it together, and let me tell you, Wendell Smallwood, which has really got to be a stigma for a black guy to be named Smallwood. Wendell Smallwood. is the highbrow stuff that we all seem to enjoy. When's the small one is going to step up? And I don't think they're gonna go for McCoy, and I don't think they're going to try and get Le'Veon Bell. Why waste all that money? I think Smallwood steps up. I think Alshon Jeffrey, you know, has another week to get back in sync. I mean, and he is still his favorite target. That's how we lost last week. That huge hit when they hit Jeffrey on that deep slant, yep. And he was just about to get. And yeah. It was just great defense on the Vikes. I'll give it to them. I'm taking the Eagles. I'm laying the 3. I'm going back to sleep in my car. Are we good here?
We're done here. Gino Visconti, Gino's Picks. Check him out.
Where are my pants?
YouTube, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Thanks to Gino Visconti. If you go to check out Gino's Picks on YouTube, he's a little rough. You know, on YouTube, he can say whatever he wants.
Sure,
right. So you know, the language can be hard at times, so prepare yourself for that. But it's just a great guy, and he does know his sports. Unfortunately, he doesn't know that Steve isn't Vinny the Chrome.
That's why I couldn't figure out why he was saying Vinny, and then I'm texting him after the interview, and he goes, oh, it's great talking to you again, blah, 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 you idiot. And I was like, Gino, this isn't Vinny. So he calls me. He had our hotline number saved from years ago.
From when Vinny was on the air.
On the air, yeah.
That was over a decade ago.
Exactly. So it came up as Vinny the Crumb.
All right. Well, wow. There's a man who hasn't been updating his phones. Hey, ever hear of Giselle? Maybe you could sell that on. I'll give you a dollar.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
This gentleman will be appearing tonight for a one show, 2 tomorrow at 7:30 and 10, and 3 on Saturday. The 7:30 show's already sold out, so there's a 5 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. He will be at Helium Comedy Club, and you can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible, the wonderfully talented.
Oh, thank you.
It's so nice just not to have you here at Christmas.
Every year, for years,
it was always
yes.
You were like our last comic of the year every
well,
year.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I wasn't very well known, and so they would give me one of the least
popular
weeks, and then I started to develop a really nice fan base here in Philadelphia, and now I'm coming in October, which is such a thrill and a real validation of my comedy, and they added a 5 p.m. on Saturday show, so I don't, do they still show cartoons on Saturday morning after the end of Super Friends? You can come over to the
it's the early
Helium.
Comedy special. That's
yeah.
what it is.
it's always really fun because the expectations are so low, and so I do very well. And, now, and how does it feel to be a Super Bowl champion?
Oh, my God, amazing.
It feels great. Fantastic.
Except we're 2-3 now.
I found out something about Gary. Gary Gelman is here, not to be confused with someone on our text board who believes, how is it possible that we're going to have Gary Coleman on the air this morning?
But why did they actually have to text it? They could have just said, oh, yeah, he died.
Well,
it must be somebody with a similar name. Right. And instead of torturing me.
Listen, a couple of shovels and some work ethic and Gary Coleman's in studio.
Now, I found out something today about Gary that I never knew before. He's from Massachusetts. He's from Boston. He came out of the Boston comedy scene.
Yes.
But sounds nothing like a guy from Massachusetts.
Right.
Right? You know, and thank you for bringing up the Eagles win over the Patriots.
Yes.
Right? Is that something you cared about?
I cared, but I must say, and maybe I was just rationalizing, I thought, you know what? Philadelphia could use a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
They're so dedicated to the Eagles, and it was such a nice story. I mean, those players seem like really good people, and which you don't see much in football.
Sure.
And so I was actually buoyed by that. I don't know if you know any other Patriots fans, but they're so spoiled. So obnoxious. So spoiled. And the fact that they didn't win the Super Bowl, they considered the season a failure. And it's just, I think you guys were much more deserving.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So I have friends from Philadelphia, and it made them so happy.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, we were riding. We're still riding on that.
Yeah,
right. We're sucking wind on the field right now, but we're still riding on that win.
I haven't had as much interest in the Red Sox since 2004.
Really?
I'm fine. Uh-huh. Everything else has been icing. I was so thrilled that they won, and the manner in which they won in 2004. Oh, yeah. I haven't really.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I grew up and we just lost, and there was just such a pessimism and misery.
Right. Yep.
I was a sad kid, and I think the Red Sox contributed to it. I had the disposition of Charlie Brown had Snoopy died. I really feel that the Red Sox lack of victories contributed to that. Yes, just knowing that the football was always going to be pulled away from me at the last second.
So I know nothing about your background. I mean, for some reason, I thought you were from the Midwest or something like that. Tell me about like being a kid growing up.
Midwest. I grew up in an unusual sect of Judaism called Poor.
What?
Yes.
That's
a thing. Broke Jews.
Yeah, he says that's a thing.
Yes, it is a thing, Dave. We were on food stamps and free lunch, but my parents they went out of their way to make us not feel poor. They would always say, if there's something you really want, just ask for it. We'll try to find the money. But of course, what parents do is they just talk you out of wanting whatever it was. So I remember one year I wanted to play hockey. But I'm 6'6" now, and I would grow every year. I would grow out of the equipment, and so hockey is incredibly expensive. And so I said, I want to play hockey. They said, if you really want to play hockey, we'll try to find the money for you to play this sport that you've shown absolutely no potential. not only have you shown no potential in hockey, but Jews as a whole have shown no aptitude for this sport. Let's look at the Hockey Hall of Fame, and we'll count the Jews. Done. there are none. There are zero Jews in the hockey. Just for a point of comparison, Gary, more Jews have been the Messiah. do you understand that? That you're more likely to be Jesus than you are to make the Hockey Hall of Fame. You're more likely to walk on water than you are to skate on it. Yeah, so there was constant insecurity about finances, as well as the fact that you guys are too young to know this, but there was a hysteria over kidnapping in the 1980s, and what happened was a man told everyone on the news programs that 50,000 children a year were being abducted, so the country went into a panic, and then we would later find out that the figure was closer to 300. He was off by 50,000, but everybody behaved like it was 50,000, and we were all so afraid of strangers and cynical, and there's not a person my age who doesn't break into a sprint every time they see a van slow down.
Yeah, vans still haven't recovered. Yeah. They still haven't recovered. Poor vans.
They were such an economical way to get around places with big families. And then they became this scourge. And the other thing was there was really nothing we can do. We didn't have the technology to recover the children. We didn't have text messages or Amber Alerts or social media. All we had was milk. this sounds made up. But what they would do is they would put a picture of missing kids, and this is what you would be greeted every morning before school at breakfast. You would share the breakfast with Captain Crunch and a missing kid, and the kid would the look on the kid was just like, how can you eat? How can you just eat for the captain? The cat. It always irritated me that it's captain,
right?
Except with this captain. Yeah.
Captain.
Insane contraction.
Yes.
Yeah, makes no sense.
Yes, this informal abbreviation that kids are confused by this. And I've always believed it was because the captain's military credentials were fraudulent. So they weren't legally allowed to call him a captain.
Right.
They call him captain.
Captain.
And so I remember thinking, whoa. What am I supposed to do about this missing kid? I'm six. All right,
and he's in Ohio.
Yeah, I know. It's not even in my development. Mom, I'm going to miss school today. The creamery has me on another case. I'm sure it's a dead end, but I'll run it up the flagpole.
Now I'm going to assume that you went to public school.
I did go to public school, okay. Of course. Yes, right, yes. Yeah, where there were like it was the 70s,
right?
So that there were budget cuts. Mm-hmm. There were like 80 kids to a class, and
wow,
like I really admire millennials. Are you guys considered?
Yeah,
yeah, both of them.
They're much nicer to each other. And more thoughtful, and part of it is just they're more decent human beings. But the other thing is, I think they were better hydrated than we were growing up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like a lot of times, I wouldn't get my first sip of water until like Thursday after gym class. The teacher would march us down, and the entire experience was fraught, because a lot of times if you got too close to the drinking fountain spout, somebody would smash your head into the spigot, which is like they considered it a prank in the 1970s. Now it's rightly categorized as felony assault. But at the time, it's just this fun prank. And then the teacher, she would say, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, next. And I would protest. I would say, you're costing me an entire syllable of hydration with your pidgin English. It's Mississippi. It's not Mississippi. It's Mississippi. But how appropriate that you would use Mississippi to carry out your unjust drinking fountain policy. It was very precocious.
Gary Goldman is appearing tonight, tomorrow night for two shows, and three on Saturday.
Let's try to fill the 5 p.m. show.
Yeah,
because
totally.
My concern is that because we added it late, that nobody will show up, and then it'll just be
it'll be the ARP eating show. It's on at 5 o'clock.
Good thing Eagles play tonight.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so you got that working for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Right? You don't have it working for you tonight.
Giants.
Oh,
Giants.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was in New York last night, and they were hawking tickets.
Right. So should sell out then. If it doesn't,
it's
not our fault.
That's right.
It's on you.
Didn't have the appeal. He wasn't hydrated enough. So one show tonight, two tomorrow, three on Saturday. The 7:30 show sold out, but there's still tickets for the 5 and the 10 o'clock show. And you get those at heliumcomedy.com. Gary, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
We love when you come in. All right.
Thank you.
You can come to town more than once a year, you know.
If I can come up with the material, I will.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
Time now for Boomers versus Millennials, being brought to us by Exton Nissan. One day sale, get the lowest prices of the year at Exton Nissan this Saturday only. It's time for our players to get on the air, and our millennial this morning is Samantha. Hi, Sam.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, darling?
Good.
Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Philly, but I live in King of Prussia.
Okay, all right. So you're from King of Prussia.
Yes.
You're just going to have to accept it. Al is our boomer. Al, where are you from?
Stowe, Pennsylvania.
From Stowe. Okay. All right. Now, folks, you understand what you got to do, and we flip the coin. Samantha will be going first. So if you're ready, Sam, here come your boomer questions. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Here we go. What do you got there, Dave?
What Russian leader was Time's Man of the Year in 1957? Was it Nikita Khrushchev, Joseph Stalin, Leonid Brezhnev, or Mikhail Gorbachev?
I'm bad at history.
Khrushchev, Stalin, Brezhnev, or Gorbachev?
1957.
Khrushchev
is...
Great! Nice.
Very good.
Go.
Very good. Next question.
What product did the mythical creature Naga sell? Naga cloth, Naga meat, Naga fur, Naga hide vinyl fabric. Naga cloth, Naga meat, Naga fur, Naga hide vinyl fabric.
Naga fur?
Naga fur. Naga hide vinyl fabric. All right. And your last question.
On the Andy Griffith Show, what business did Floyd run? Town drugstore, insurance agency, barber shop, or mortuary?
Drugstore.
Drugstore is... No, it's Barbershop. He was Floyd the Barber. All right, now we move over to Al and see how he does. Sam got one right. Al, you get two right. You get those tickets to see Foreigner. You ready?
Yep.
All right, Steve, what do you got for him?
Nintendo's popular medieval fantasy series Legend of Zelda started off on which console? A, NES, B, Super NES, C, Game Boy, or D, Nintendo 64?
A, NES.
A, NES is correct.
All right, Al, number two. When playing Pogs, the heavier disc used to drop on the stack of cardboard discs is called a what? Is it an A, dropper, B, crusher, C, slammer, or D, whammer?
C, slammer.
C, slammer is correct.
Boomers. You're a winner!
Boomers are unstoppable.
The boomers are just...
They haven't missed one.
Well, while Steve has a theory...
No. Dave and Steve have a
theory. Dave and Steve have a theory.
I was trying to sound much more unbiased than I am.
Okay. We will explain their theory in a little bit. Right now, we will congratulate Al on his Foreigner tickets. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. All right, so let's clarify this. All right, the theory that the two of you have,
yeah, sure,
in regards to boomers versus millennials is, was it because boomers have been around so long, they bumped into millennial information?
They've lived through everything that we're asking them.
Okay,
they've either, you know, were middle-aged at the time and had kids that were going through all this. They were purchasing stuff for them, and that's why they shouldn't get multiple choice.
So they shouldn't get multiple choice. But the millennials, who weren't around for most of the boomer stuff, they should get multiple choice.
Not necessarily, but
they don't need all multiple choice, ones, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, because
boomers have swept every single day this week.
Yeah,
they haven't missed the question yet. It's too easy.
We changed it to multiple choice because the boomers started whining.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Make that clear.
We're good at that.
Yeah, you've been doing it for years.
Yeah, we've been doing it since the 50s. Yeah.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Ding.
102.9 MGK.